Hello. Welcome to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. Just a quick announcement. We're podcasting now, so you can go to your favorite podcast platform and look for Pastor Vic's Nuggets. That would be on iTunes or Apple Podcast. You can go to Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can go to my website, PastorVicsNuggets.com. Hello, this is Pastor Vic again from Hyde Park, New York, and I'm your host, pastor, teacher, and author. I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. My focus will be on the love, forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously. Now, the Bible clearly shows that as a believer, you have an adversary, and it is Satan or the devil. Now, Satan has two goals. The first is to convince you to reject God. And if he can't do that, he'll try to destroy your fruitfulness in God and make you an ineffective Christian. Now, all of this takes place in an arena which is referred to as spiritual warfare. Now, when I use the term spiritual warfare, what kind of mental picture do you have? Is it a picture of Christians dressed in armor with swords battling against the devil and his demons? Or is it rebuking and rebuffing the devil with carefully chosen scriptural words? Or maybe it's about taking authority over cities and towns and neighborhoods, using your authority over the evil one. Or is it perhaps going against the principalities and powers and dominions of the air, which are mentioned in the Bible? Now, I'm not criticizing any of these areas or mocking them, because frankly, I've been there. However, these endeavors may make people feel good that they're taking some kind of action. Can you hear what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we feel like we need to be doing something. Well, the battle is not out there. The battle is in and for the control of your mind. And that's why it's rightly called, in a very popular expression, the battlefield of the mind. In Western cultures, the devil doesn't want you to know that he even exists. He's convinced many that he's just simply a myth or a fairy tale created by people to scare children into walking the straight and narrow. He'd rather have you think of him as some kind of cartoon figure dressed in all red with horns and a tail. Listen, the devil's not some kind of harmless being. What you need to understand is that he wants to destroy you and will use any means possible. But keep this in mind. He is a spiritual, not a physical being. Therefore, the only weapon he has is the weapon of suggestion or temptation, which he can cause to rise up, crop up in your mind. Now, having said that, believe me when I say that he's really good at what he does, because he is a consummate liar, and deception is his primary tool. Even in the Garden of Eden, listen to what Eve said to God after she ate of the forbidden fruit. Now remember, this is our first encounter, human beings, with the devil. In Genesis 3:13, "And the Lord God said to the woman, Eve, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent," or the devil, "deceive me, and I ate." And don't forget John 8:44. Jesus said to the religious rulers of the time about the devil. He said, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father the devil you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him." It's meaning the devil. "When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it all." You see, the devil is a convincing liar and a master of misdirection. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a magic act, but misdirection is a form of deception in which the performer draws the audience's attention to one thing in order to distract it from another. You know, a common trick is called the coin drop, where the performer will drop a coin on the table, and then he appears to sweep the coin onto his hand, and then he holds up his hand, blows on it, and it's gone. Now, I'm sure you've seen examples of this. But what the performer actually did was he didn't sweep the coin into his hand, he swept it onto his lap. Well, the devil is a master of misdirection, and he wants to draw your attention away from himself and onto people. Not like what Pastor Jack Hayford said. He said, one of the church's greatest demands is to discern between the spiritual struggle and other social, personal, and political difficulties. Otherwise, individual believers and groups become too easily detoured or misdirected, wrestling with human adversaries instead of prayerfully warring against the invisible works of hell behind the scenes. Then the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 8, and he's talking about spiritual warfare here. And he says this, listen carefully, because it's very, very powerful. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, or they're not fleshly, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, let me paraphrase that. What Paul is saying, first of all, he's acknowledging that we are flesh and blood human beings. But because the battle is spiritual, our human concepts of battle, strategy, and weaponry will not work. What is available to us are the weapons that God provides. Our faith in Jesus Christ, the working of the Holy Spirit, and of course our prayers. Now the strongholds that are mentioned are the fortifications of lies and deceptions that we have accepted as true. And all these things are the enemy of our soul, the devil, has built into our lives as a result of living in the world. So the battlefield of the mind involves destroying every thought and idea that is contrary, opposed to God's way of thinking. And so as we cast down the lies, we replace it with God's truth, which is revealed in the Bible and by His Holy Spirit. And then finally, once the body of Christ, the believers, have come into the unity of the faith and truth, we'll then be able to deal with the evil that's in the world today. And so the two points that I've tried to make today is that there's a battle for your soul. That's where your mind is. And it's a spiritual battle with a spiritual enemy. And it's for control over who you will believe. The deceptions of the devil or the truths of God. Those are your choices. You have to decide. And because it's a spiritual battle, only spiritual weapons will work. And the weapons you have are your free will to make a choice or a decision. Prayer and faith in Jesus Christ alone. So I want you to think about this as we close, and that is, which spirit are you listening to? Is it the spirit of other people? Is it the spirit of the devil? Or the spirit of God? And we'll talk more about that next time. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website at PastorVicsNuggets.com. or simply www.pastorvic.com. Please leave a comment, share, like, or follow our blog. And a reminder again, we are podcasting, so check out your favorite podcast platform for Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you the next time.